Hi, you're listening to Spooks, Creeps, and Assorted Devery. I hope you enjoyed the show.
Welcome to Creeps Read Weird News.
Creeps Sweden.
Who?
Creep.
I'm your host, Walter, joined by my two co-hosts, Laura and Rick.
Hey, buddies.
Hello.
Where we scour the dark recesses of the internet looking for weird, bizarre, strange news to then read
and
to
not,
you.
Not anything else. Just weird stories.
Yep.
Not diving in that one.
Silence.
The natural flow. It just comes.
I love
it.
So, who wants to start? Who wants to?
One, two, three,
going?
Not it.
Go ahead, Walter. Laura. Go, Walter. Okay, fine. You ready? This is from unexplained-mysteries.com. Also, I'm sick, so my voice sounds a little weird. Get over it.
Sounds weird. It's fine.
Pokemon streaming. Pokemon streaming fish commits credit card fraud live on air. Did you guys hear about this?
I did read the story. I like to have been the Nintendo rep who got this guy's phone call and was talking about his fish deal and his credit card information. Mm.
No, I somehow missed this.
A YouTuber who let his now you get to hear it.
Thanks.
A YouTuber who let his pet fish play video games got more than he bargained for during a recent live stream. It's a story so bizarre that it could only have come from the strange world of YouTuber Mute Kamaru Channel, a Japanese streamer who is known for enabling his pet fish to play video games using motion tracking software, which interprets the animal's position in its tank as various controller inputs. During a recent live stream, he had left the fish to play the Nintendo Switch game Pokemon Violet, and while things had gotten off to a good start, a few hours into the run, the game crashed, giving the fish access to the console's dashboard. The oblivious fish ended up going into the eShop and added around 500 yen to the owner's account, exposing his credit card details to everyone watching the stream in process. It also managed to use the funds to purchase a profile picture for the game Nintendo Switch Sports. By the time the owner found out, it was too late and he ended up having to cancel his credit card. He was, however, able to get a refund from Nintendo after explaining the situation. The fish's lawyer was unavailable for comment.
I hope he got a good reputation.
So, yeah, that's the story.
It's funny. It reminds me, I just heard another story where a kid had borrowed his dad's phone or tablet or something to play games, and he ended up ordering $1,000 from Grubhub, like a bunch of different restaurants. Like, yeah.
I heard about that.
Yeah, I love it. I love it because it's just, it's people allowing themselves to be
idiots.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the fish, who would have thought a fish could do that? But yeah, maybe an octopus, but not a fish.
Never trust a fish.
No.
Do you guys play Pokemon?
I do not.
I bought Pokemon Brilliant Pearl or Shining Pearl or something for the Switch, and I played about 20 minutes of it. And I went back to Animal Crossing. And I'll get back to it eventually. But
who's your favorite Pokemon character? Who do you
Walter,
like?
Walter, who do you like?
I couldn't even tell you. Like,
come
I don't
on,
follow
Walter.
Like,
I thought you were a nerd.
Yeah.
He is. He's definitely
I played Magic the Gathering growing up. So
he's a Warhammer nerd. Come on.
Warhammer's too expensive for me.
You're an army. You're a plastic army man nerd.
Charizard, I guess. He spits out fire, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
So I know a handful of Pokemon just by osmosis. Obviously, Pikachu's Everyone knows
Pikachu. Eevees, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, and Charizard and all that. I think the energy I like the most is probably from Snorlax.
Okay, the big, lazy, yeah. sleepy guy.
Yeah, I like that guy. And I think, wasn't he super rare in Pokemon Go? Was that one?
I don't know. Like I think I have one.
2016, yeah, I don't know. Mm.
There's one called Squirtle, Aromatisse. Too, right?
Squirtle's a little Squirtle. Turtle. He's a squirting turtle.
So my favorite is Aromatisse, and she's like a little fluffy fairy type bird, but she looks like she's supposed to look like a can-can dancer and a plague doctor, like the beak mask. But
I've
she's all
that.
Fluffy and cute, and she has like these cute big eyelashes. That's my favorite. She's my buddy now on Pokemon Go because I play it with Logan.
I saw you making a Pokemon earlier. You put it on Facebook, right?
I did. I was doing like Pokemon Legos with Logan.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh.
Oh.
We're bonding. And then he got mad at me for being on my phone.
Yeah, Mom, you're supposed to be paying attention to him and him alone.
I know. I was posting the picture. See? Trying to show how great of a mom I am.
Right? You're doing it just for the social media
club. The likes.
You're a mommy influencer, except you're the worst mother.
That's me.
Mm-hmm. It's all about image and presentation.
Yeah. All right. So who's going to make some software where your pet can play video games?
I think they've done that. Like Fruit Ninja. Cats can play Fruit Ninja.
Well, yeah, this fish just did it. But which one of you are going to do it? Walter?
Not me. I can't get Zoom to work. So, you know, I can't. I'm light years from doing a video game.
And you're the baby here, right?
I am the baby.
Yeah.
You should be the best at technology.
I was telling Laura before you hopped on, I'm like Alan Grant from the first Jurassic Park where he's touching the monitor and keeps glitching out on him. They're hollering at him. Just
Are you gonna follow it up with making a kid shit himself with the Velociraptor disemboweling him? That's what I want.
There's more a chance of that happening than me doing a game that fish or cats can play.
I picture you like people walking past your house on your days off, and you're like standing in an empty room looking in a mirror, reciting the Alan Grant lines from Jurassic Park, and you're like mimicking the motion with the raptor claw.
Time to time stand by the blinds and rip them open real quick, just with a grimace on my face, so on the chance that someone's walking by and sees this crazy guy staring out through the window. But there's never anyone there when I do it, unfortunately. Right.
And after the cops were called that last time, you stopped putting the kielbasa out of the front of your pants.
That's when he put. Yeah, I was gonna say, that's when he put his clothes back on.
You dirty boy.
I just have to say, I can't wait to finally meet you, Walter, at Monster Fest.
Yeah, well, I sent you my vacation receipt, so I'm locked in. I'm going.
It's committed.
And then me and the missus were looking at hotels. Last night, so she doesn't want to do the full 8-hour drive to Canton, so we're going to stop in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Oh, cool.
So it'll be like a 3-hour drive from there to Canton. Mm-hmm. So
that's not bad.
Yeah. That's not bad. We're going to skip out on Pennsylvania altogether. We're just going to go through Maryland and into West Virginia and then do that little corner of Pennsylvania.
Cool.
Pennsylvania is a very annoyingly long state to drive in.
Tennessee's even worse. Yeah. Doggy.
All right.
You hear Walter beating his dog in the background. That's horrible.
I'll give him that dad look.
You're like, so abusive.
Give him the eyes. Like, don't you do it. So my story comes from the UK. Once again.
Of course it does.
I think. Last episode my story came from the UK. So this is from metro.co.uk by Joe Roberts. And it's Domino's pizza box looks like the face of Jesus. Oh, yep, hang on. I totally ruined the headline already.
Erase that.
Tanya,
erase that. Where's it at? There we go. So the headline is Mom reckons grease in her Domino's pizza box looks like the face of Jesus. There we go.
It was Domino's.
Domino's.
Yeah. I didn't know they had Domino's in the UK.
I didn't either. So
I got a 20% off coupon if anybody wants to hit me up for Domino's, because I'm not going to use it.
My friend still has the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle VHS cassette with the Pizza Hut coupon that you got
Oh, cool.
Well, yes. You could sell that for some nostalgia dollars, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. Sure. So she may be an atheist, but Kim Ellis reckons she was born witness to the second coming of Christ. The mom of two had just finished off a Domino's meat fest.
Mom of two finishes off meat fest. Nice.
That's
going to be my new Instagram handle.
Meat fest?
Or bio.
Mom of two. Yes.
With her partner when she saw something strange staring back at her. It might have been the carbs talking, but Kim, 33, believes the leftover grease stain in the pizza box looked uncannily like the face of Jesus. I just looked up and noticed a little face looking back at me and thought it was funny.
There's is that you, Jesus? Right there.
Kim said.
Looks like Hagrid.
It's Hagrid. My first thought was Jesus because of the flowing hair and beard. Her partner was out of the room when she spotted it, but he declared it Pizza Jesus when he came back in. The retail worker from Penzance, Cornwall, whipped out her phone to document the special moment before sharing her discovery online. She said, I thought I'd share this one and see what other people saw. And there's even a poll, too. It says, who do you see in the grease? Jesus Christ? John Lennon? Jerry Garcia? Haggard?
I see Jerry Garcia.
Charles Manson. Most people have found it funny. There's been lots of comments about who other people see, too. It's always nice to make people laugh. Some of the commentators said it looks more like John Lennon or Jerry Garcia. I see Jerry Garcia more than I see Jesus.
Yeah. It's Jerry Garcia for sure.
Or like you said, Rick Haggard. Well,
I think it's the short hair that makes it Jerry Garcia because he didn't keep like long.
Yeah.
Right.
He was more of a shoulder, like maybe below his chin or shoulder. I'm not sure.
Jerry Garcia
is a delicious
Ben and Jerry's flavor ice cream.
Others reckon it resembles infamous serial killer Charles Manson or even Hagrid from Harry Potter. Kim added, it didn't make me consider taking up Christianity. I think it'll take more than a greasy pizza box. The Messiah,
it was a sign and she missed it.
Yeah, the Messiah clearly works in mysterious ways as his face has popped up all over the place, and it showed like a series of pictures of Jesus on toast, Jesus on a bruised arm and such forth.
I think it's more likely that it's Robbie Coltrane since he just passed as Hagrid coming back to tell us he's okay, because that's more likely and more important personally.
He's your personal Jesus.
I mean, he's a pretty good dude. He makes mistakes sometimes, but he owns up to him. So, you know.
What are you drinking, Rick?
a lot, apparently. This is Against the Grain. This was a Christmas gift.
Nice.
What the fuck is this called? Wiggity Woo? I don't know. Anyway, it's 70% ABV, but it's a stout. 35K?
Nice.
I don't know.
You can't see obviously because my video is not working, but
really I haven't noticed.
I have a Cape May Brewery lager called Longliner in my little baby Stein that fits a 12-ounce can perfectly.
Baby Stein.
So in the event that I need it, I have Pastryarchy Unicorn Farts After Dark. It's chocolate cinnamon crunch breakfast stout with gold glitter. It's like Goldschlager in beer form. It does have gold in it. But it is 8.5%.
You're fancy.
That takes me back to high school with Goldschlager. I dated a girl who that's all she drank was Goldschlager.
Is that her name?
It's just stage name. Let's hear it for Goldschlager.
Sorry, Walter. We didn't mean to.
You're fine. My dog is making me nervous. He's like looking out the window.
Making me nervous too.
Like I hear Jimmy screaming from the well like 3 blocks over. So
you got to quit dumping your victims in that well and they wouldn't scream, Walter. We've talked about this.
He has no comment because he knows you're right.
I was in the middle of taking a sip.
Pleading the fifth. You're pleading the fifth. Pleading the fifth like somebody else we know.
All right, Rick.
Is it my turn? I don't have any
it's
Jesus.
Your turn.
I don't have any Jesus stuff.
That's all right.
Okay. So so this is from phys.org, phys.org. So like physics and stuff, I guess. This is from, yeah, I know. This is from January 26, 2023. So it is fresh, caught off the presses. It is Wednesday, February 1st.
As he checks his watch.
As I check my watch. I don't know what day of the week it is. I don't know what it is. I have to look at my watch. But for the people listening to this, probably a month from now, it was Wednesday, February 1st when we recorded. In any case, obsidian hand axe making workshop from 1.2 million years ago discovered in Ethiopia by Bob Yurka. A team of researchers affiliated with several institutions in Spain, working with two colleagues from France and another from Germany, has discovered an obsidian hand axe making workshop from 1.2 million years ago in the Awash Valley in Ethiopia. In their paper published in the journal Nature, Ecology, and Evolution, the group describes where the hand axes were found, their condition, and their age. The stone axe lasted from approximately 2.6 million years ago to approximately 3300 BCE before the Common Era, when the Bronze Age began. Historians generally break the era down into the Paleolithic, Mesolithic, and Neolithic periods. Prior research has shown that napping workshops appeared sometime during the Middle Pleistocene in Europe, approximately 774,000 to 129,000 years ago. Such workshops developed as toolmaking evolved in a skill. Individuals who developed such skills worked together in workshops to crank out enough of whatever tools were needed by those in the general area. I'm gonna skip all this because we got the important facts. Like it's old. It's 1.2 million years old.
Yeah, and they're not even sure if like humans even did it. It could be other cousins.
What, aliens?
Right.
No, not the aliens, but just cousins of us.
They didn't determine which. Yeah, like they didn't say which hominin they were able to point toward as being the creator. So it could be any of our, could be Neanderthals. Could be I don't know.
It could be something that hasn't been discovered yet.
Right. And it's to me, the story itself, yes, it's interesting, but I'm always a sucker for humans or human ancestors having been far more advanced than we ever gave them credit for. It's like Göbekli Tepe being discovered. Like that's a huge undertaking in prehistory. Like it's crazy.
Especially since what we know, they were all hunter-gatherers. So
yeah. They didn't make settlements. They just moved with migrating herds. And, it's really awesome to find an established site where we know these people, I'm going to say people, these people were spending time creating tools. And it always makes me think, and I had this discussion earlier where, you've seen orangutans in the wild mimicking human hunters using spears to fish. Like you'll see an orangutan that watched a human do that. Use that spear to catch a fish. And I love that because it just shows that we don't know capability at all. And our estimations are way off for sure.
Where was that found again? I'm sorry.
Ethiopia.
It's in Ethiopia.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you exactly where because it doesn't really matter. It's in Ethiopia, which is if you're looking at Africa, there's a little point that comes down. It's that little point. I guess it's mirrored image.
Over there?
Whoop, right here, right on that little point. That's where Black Hawk Down went down. Ethiopia.
Cool. Yeah,
first thing I thought of was like when you create stone tools like that, and plus it's obsidian, so it's volcanic glass, is all the debutage that is produced from making said stone tool. So there's lots of tiny pieces of shards of obsidian. I'm just thinking to myself, man, they must have had a hell of a time walking around that workshop.
With all the pieces,
shards and stuff. So
sure, that was like the main.
That was like the main crystal they used, right, for cutting tools and all that stuff.
Yes.
Obsidian.
Yeah. It's one of the primary besides regular stuff.
What was it? It was like over 500 of those hand axes were obsidian, except for like two or three were made out of some sort of regional chert or flint.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so there must have been like a large obsidian deposit there for them to be able to access that much obsidian.
Yeah, I'm always impressed when I hear that kind of thing. And it's, again, it's not that the story itself is interesting. I just like implications, the possibilities. Like, what else do we not know?
a friend of mine who's a retired archaeologist, he wrote a paper. He found a axe making workshop, I guess you would call it, about a stone's throw away from my house. So I helped him.
That's cool.
He didn't put a unit or anything in, which it was just all like it was a farm field. So we were just walking the plow fields and stuff. And lots of medium-sized cobblestones that they were pecking to shape out axes, and they would take the finished products back to the camp, whatever, and actually finish them out. But it was a lot of, like, again, cracked rock and stuff from where they were processing these cobbles and fashioning them into axe-shaped blanks, and then, again, taking them back. So we don't even know, like, who did it. Like, if it was, like, archaic or early woodland, it was, we never found anything that would actually be used to be as a diagnostic to date the site. It was just random peck cobbles and stuff.
Well, there's a thought that humans crossed the Bering land bridge a lot earlier than initially expected. I think, and I could be wrong, the estimation was 20 to 30,000 years BCE was when they first crossed the land bridge and settled North America and then into South America. But
you have a lot of dates coming from South America that are making a lot of traditional archaeologists kind of sweat because of the dates that we're talking about. We're not talking a couple thousand years. We're talking about tens of thousands of years, possibly, than what we traditionally think they came over. So it'd be interesting. John, I'm sure a lot of the stuff is underwater because you figure the last ice age.
Oh, yeah. Was it 200 feet difference in terms of sea level?
A lot of the mastodon and mammoth teeth that I have come from.
How many do you have, Walter?
I have a lot, actually. But they come out like 70 miles out on the shelf. So that's how far New Jersey and New York extended out to. So.
When are they cloning or doing that DNA for the woolly mammoth?
Who knows?
Is that coming up soon?
Maybe we'll see it in our lifetime.
I don't know. It's going to get, like, the problem is the Earth's going to get real hot for a while. So we should probably wait till it's going to cool off.
I want them to reverse engineer a chicken into a dinosaur. Let's do it already.
Choice, you know.
I feel like this is me riding a buzz right now, but didn't I read something about the geneticists giving roosters teeth and then they didn't survive?
It's called
what?
They have these dormant genes. They call it Hox genes. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. It's HOX, and they're dormant genes that are turned off, and then they turn them on, and they create teeth and chickens, and they give them a little bit of extra vertebra, like would be like for a tail. So it's very interesting. Very interesting. And again, there's these dormant genes that are already there. They're just switching them on.
Yeah. That's
why are they doing that?
Because it's fun. It's for science.
I don't like it.
You're going to eat the chicken anyway. You might as well learn something.
Learn that it had extra teeth and. No, I don't want to know.
Extra teeth and no sense of self-preservation? Sure.
I want my dino nuggets to actually come from a dino. I mean, they kind of already do. I mean, birds, I mean.
True.
You know what?
I'm from Saurians anyway, but still.
I'm going to buy a cassowary and I will drive up where you are. Ooh. Just let them loose in your front yard.
Cassowaries are scary.
I love that.
I love them. There's, not to go on a tangent or anything. I just saw a picture of a cassowary hanging out. I know, too late. This is the whole show. This is just, it's tangent.
It's just random. Yeah.
But no, I saw an image of a cassowary hanging out in what was described as a pub in Australia, which is basically three walls and a roof and people drinking. But the cassowary was named Romper Stomper after the movie of the same name, I assume.
You're right.
And he was so chill, they just let him hang. So there's a cassowary named Romper Stomper in Australia that hangs out with Australians getting drunk.
I need to Google this now.
Yeah. I'll send the picture. Let me get this picture.
Not that I don't believe you, but now I want to see it.
You shouldn't believe me. Everything I say should come with a little asterisk. Like, this might not be true. Where's the castle?
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Oh, I cleaned out all my
Is that pictures. It?
Yeah.
That's Romper Stomper. Hell yeah, dude.
That's for you. I would be terrified. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my God, yeah.
They're
huge.
Birds just terrify me in general.
I love predatory birds. I love birds of prey. So we had an annual membership to the zoo at Grasmere. And yes, zoos are problematic. Let's just put that aside for a minute. Anyway, one of my favorite things was going there to see the cassowaries because they had a breeding pair. And it would be like watching the raptors through the jungle fences in Jurassic Park. Because seriously, you'd have to look for them and you don't want to be too close because they'll just disembowel you. Like your boy Alan Grant would tell us.
Yeah. Yeah, I dated a girl. Her dad raised emus. They were pretty interesting.
Oh,
he found out that I didn't like birds. He was always.
Is this the same girl?
No, it's not the same girl. No, different girl. So he was like, "He's like, come on, Walt, come over here and help me feed the emu." I'm like,
"So many girls, Walter.
I'm not interested. Going anywhere near the emu." So yeah, if you like, you know, screw waterboarding. Like they would just throw a chicken in a cell, and I would start like spill my guts like chunk. And
if Indiana Jones had been going down into a pit and looked down and there were a bunch of chickens, like, why did it have to be chickens? That's you right now. Why snakes, did it have to be chickens?
Snakes wouldn't bother me. Chickens, turkeys, I'm like, man.
What about owls?
Oh, well, I have a funny story. We went to
owls.
Who? Yeah, owls terrify me too.
I just got it.
You idiot.
What'd you say? I totally missed it.
You're breathing through your mouth too much. You gotta. Walter, she said owls, and I said who? And then she said owls, and I said who? And then she said owls. Play it back. Let's play that back. Where's Joe Rogan's Jamie to play that back?
Bring that up, Jamie.
Bring it up, Jamie. I need to get real fascist real quick. Bring that up.
Walter, what's your owl story?
It was like when we went to this bird sanctuary. and there was an owl that was there rehabilitating. And it was like kept on snapping at everyone that would walk by the enclosure. Like it was fed up. Now I can imagine, like, I'd probably be the same way, but still, it was like a great horned owl. So this thing was pretty big. And he just kept on snapping his beak at people as people were walking by looking at him and stuff.
As he should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of birds, I was visiting one of my accounts in Alabama, which I don't normally go down into, but I was driving on a back road, rural Alabama, and there was a bald eagle perched on top of this tree, just chilling. And I got so excited. Mm-hmm. I texted Amy in all caps. I just saw a fucking bald eagle. Like I was just
America.
I felt patriotism I haven't felt in 22 years. So it was good. It was nice. That's how I feel about birds of prey. Like it makes me excited.
Not to brag, but we have five bald eagles in our area.
You have Chris Christie, so like it's a trade off.
I remember we were at Gettysburg on the battlefield and a bald eagle flew by and this guy was making a big deal about it, and he was like talking to my sons, like, oh, look, it's an eagle, and they were just like, oh, okay, and he just kind of like walked away, and my wife's like and it was like 12 walked to the guy, she's like, you don't, yeah, just the, so you don't think they're like, you know, ignorant, they're just it's bald eagles all over
they've
the place.
Seen them before, like, yeah,
we have five, it's no big deal in front yard. Yeah. We got America down in New Jersey. I don't know what you got up in Pennsylvania.
Hey, we finally got snow today for the first time this year. So
I saw that picture. Yeah,
I was annoyed.
Oh, bless your heart.
You barely got like an inch of snow.
It was a dusting. Yeah,
we got like 8 last weekend.
Ugh.
I got ice.
Mm.
Yeah, it was cool. I was driving northwest yesterday, and I could see. Like there was a line where I went from these trees are normal to these trees are covered in ice. I'm like, yeah. And I wished for the sweet release of death, but it did not come.
Hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon. Fingers crossed. Everybody, fingers crossed. Thoughts and prayers.
My fingers are crossed, even though you can't see me. And my toes.
I, I can feel it.
I can feel you.
I can feel you in our crossing hearts. Things. Feels good. Feels good, Walter.
It's good to see you guys.
Rick,
since Walter has no video.
Bless your heart.
I saw you for a second.
You're looking pretty good, Walter.
Thanks, Rick.
I like how you spelled your name. It looks accurate. I maybe would have done two T's for Whitaker personally. I think that's no. Yeah, like Forrest that's, Whitaker.
That's Whittaker.
No.
Do people say that?
Yeah. Your name is Walter.
You know, it's funny because doing like genealogy, like I trace back my great-great-grandfather's Civil War records and stuff, it depended on who like wrote down his name for like the roster and stuff. It's mm-hmm. either one T or they spelled with two T's. Like mm-hmm. I have a book about the whole, because they were in the New Jersey Cavalry, 3rd New Jersey. And they were like the first European like themed cavalry in the United States. So they wore like the flamboyant. Is Rick froze or is he reading something?
I'm reading about Whitaker.
He's zoning out.
Sure you were froze.
I googled the last name Whitaker with two T's to see if I was fat. So
they have like in the back, they have a list of all the members of the 3rd New Jersey. And of course, his name is spelled wrong. I'm just like, come on.
Wow.
So, but anyway.
Yeah, if you had two T's in it, you'd be just like Charles Evans Whitaker, who was born in 1901, and died in 73. He was a U.S. Supreme Court Associate Justice from 57 to 62. He was appointed by Eisenhower. It's pretty dope.
Good to know. These are some fun facts tonight.
Eisenhower was responsible for the United States interstate system.
Also, my relative that's on the Greenwich T-Burner Monument.
I know Mike Trout. Too. My name is Walter. Yeah. I've kissed his neck.
We share the same barber. That's about it. Now, I never said boo to him. I don't care about meeting famous people. So
you know what? Hands that have touched Mike Trout have touched you.
Was that what you said?
I said hands that have touched Mike Trout. Touched you, and by the transitive property, you have also touched Shohei Ohtani, and for that, I commend you, sir.
As I said, the only famous person I ever met was Dan Aykroyd, and that was a surprise.
He tried to sell you vodka, right?
He did, yeah. Well, I had to buy vodka to get his autograph.
That's why it's so expensive, because the vodka is like $80.
No, actually, it was like $40 some. That for the small bottle.
Oh, okay.
Walter, you have to tell your story now.
Yeah,
but what?
Don't leave us Dan Aykroyd edging.
Well, listen, it pays to bring your kids with you. Like, I felt bad for my sister.
To a liquor store?
Well, they meet Dan Aykroyd. They weren't there. Yeah, I mean.
Walter.
Of the great outdoors
fame. It's not like they haven't been in a liquor store before. They come with me when I pick up stuff. I can't leave them in the car
by
themselves.
Literally every day at 8 a.m.
My daughter loves going in there. She likes looking at all the craft beer labels and stuff and picking out stuff that she knows.
This one's got a pony.
Exactly. So anyway.
This one has a unicorn. So there we go. That's for your daughter right there.
There you go. Dan Aykroyd stopped at the Williamstown liquor store there for his vodka company, Crystal Skull. And so my sister was off of work. This shows you how great my sister is. She got in line because I had to work that past night, so I was sleeping most of the day. Then I had to wait for the kids to get done school. So we didn't get on the road till like 3:30. So she was standing in line like at noon at this liquor store to hold my place in line. So we got in there, and of course she had people dressed up like Ghostbusters. She had people dressed up like Blues Brothers. And I was really disappointed. Nobody was dressed up like Coneheads, which I was kind of disappointed. I figured at least somebody would be dressed up like a Conehead. So we waited in line for a little bit.
What about Nothing But Trouble? Remember when he was the judge?
Yes. Yes. I love that movie.
Me too.
Was John Candy that?
John Candy was the bailiff. Yes.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he played a woman character as well.
So we were waiting in line, and we got in there, and you see Dan in the whole setup thing. And again, this is what pays to have kids, because we were like probably still like an hour or hour and a half away from actually meeting him. And his bodyguard came up to us and was like, Dan wants to meet your kids. And I'm like, well, can dad accompany he sent kids to meet Dan. And he's like, yeah, sure. So my wife hopped in, left my sister in line, and got to talk to Dan for a little bit. And my kids were talking about him as Uncle Roman from The Great Outdoors, because that's where they really like him from.
Yeah.
And so I got to shake his hand, talk to him for a little bit. And this was right before Ghostbusters. Well, this was 2019. This was November of 2019. So like 2 months later, we're all wearing masks and isolating and all that stuff.
I think they just announced Ghostbusters Afterlife at that
point. Right. So that got canceled for, you know, or postponed. Well, so anyway, I got to meet him. Kids got to hang out with him for a little bit. We left. My sister was still in line for an hour and a half. And
real nice.
And I got to go home and
go back to sleep
the rest of my evening. While she was still waiting in line to meet Dan. And there was a guy that was in front of her that had a crap ton of merchandise. It tells you on the website, don't bring anything. The sign is strictly.
Yeah.
And so Dan was nice enough to sign a lot of this guy's stuff. And Dan's mood got kind of spoiled when the guy said, you spelled my name wrong. And Dan just kind of, my sister was kind of pissed because she got a totally different version of Dan than what me and the kids got the experience. So,
Boo.
So I'm going to say this is Laura's fault for ruining this episode since she asked for the story, which ended up in a bummer. So, you know our rule, Laura, it's no bummers.
So, yeah, so I got to meet
Dan. It was a bummer for his sister. Yeah, it was okay for Walter.
I had a great experience with Dan.
I feel bad for Dan.
Oh, well, yeah. This guy had like a 3 foot tall Stay Puft Marshmallow figure, too.
Wow.
Yeah, it was wild.
I bet he turned around and sold that on eBay.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Posters and figurines. And
jealous.
Stuff.
Yep. So. And I was the sucker that paid for it. I'm not going to show you my 3 foot tall Stay Puft Marshmallow. Man,
son. Laura, is that the ghost cat behind you?
Yeah.
Nice. Yep.
Nice. You're pointing in the right direction.
Yep. Yeah. I knew exactly where she was pointing. And it looks like a hodag, too.
Yeah, I have like all of Lisa Russell's stuffies.
And I see a gremlin.
Yeah. There's a bunch of stuff
nice
behind me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got Poe Dameron's X-Wing.
I see that, too. Is that a Lego or?
It is a Lego. And there's the author annotated American Gods by Neil Gaiman.
Good show.
We have the same puzzle behind us.
Baseball. Yes, we do. We have Jeremy Edgar's Owlman of Cornwall.
Paranormal puzzles. Go get one.
We have both the Owlman and Counting Cryptids put together, framed. Jeremy, listen to this. Framed on our walls. We've done your Kickstarter. I want those puzzles. And I want them now. Look at me. Look at me, Jeremy. Look at me.
Did you get the candle?
I did. I burned it. I liked it a lot. Yeah. And then I put the wax on myself. We're not going to talk about that.
No, I don't want to hear that. I think that's a wrap. I think that's a good ending right there.
Ending with Rick putting wax on is definitely a great,
I didn't say where.
Great ending.
It's on brand. That's for sure. Where'd my glasses go? Oh, I've reached the age, non sequitur. I reached the age where I was cleaning and I sat my glasses down.
Wow.
Because I knew I would sweat and then I couldn't find my, I knew I would sweat and the glasses would fall off. So I sat them somewhere thinking I'd find them. And then I was so blind, I couldn't find my glasses afterwards. And I had Amy to come in my office and pick them up off my laptop.
See, I'm the baby and I go through that. That's like a daily occurrence with me.
So what you're saying,
I'm blind
is we're
without my
living
contacts.
Yeah.
Black frame glasses on a black coffee table, or just, I mean, it doesn't even have to, it could be right on it could be right in front of me. I don't know. One time they were on my head and I'm scouring around the house looking for them, and
Walter
dropped on the floor and was like, there you go.
That's a case of being drunk and or stoned, I think.
I was neither.
Uh-huh.
So
sure.
Sir.
For the record, Mr. Walter's employers, he was not drinking and or smoking. He never does that.
Yeah. And on that side, we will be at
if I get a random later this week, I'll know.
You get a drug
or whenever this pod drops. So,
yeah.
3 months from now, you're going to get a drug test.
Yeah, when that comes out. We will be at Frogman Fest on March 4th.
I will be there.
Me and Rick and Tanya will be there. Come but say hi.
Mostly me.
Yeah.
I'll sign, like Dan Aykroyd. Unlike Dan Aykroyd, I'll sign whatever you want me to sign. So
what about underwear?
If you get me a marker that'll adhere. Oh, wait, no. I thought about it for a second. No, I don't want to touch underwear. That. I don't want to touch that.
What if they're brand new underwear?
I will sign brand new underwear at Monster.
I'll sign tidy whities. You bring me a pair of like Hanes tidy whities, I'll sign them. And then if you want to put it on your wall framed or something, we'll post you all over our social media. So keep that in mind, folks. I want you all to come with tidy whities for us to sign.
I might just have to buy some so people can pay me to buy them.
sell the tidy whities for Rick the sign.
Sell it. Yeah, you can
like stand with his vodka.
Cash in. Just get the six pack for like $18 and then sell each of those, which your cost is $3. If there's six for 18, that's $3 cost.
Thank you for that math.
You're welcome. You want to double your profit.
So how much are you charging for signatures?
Well, the signatures are free. The underwear costs $6. The underwear is $3. The signature with the underwear is $10.
I just now noticed Rick is wearing a flannel shirt. I almost wore flannel myself recording, buddy, which obviously you guys wouldn't have known anyway. I mean,
boy, my job requires collared shirts as the only requirement. And I'm a flannel boy, so my closet's full of flannel.
Nice. Yeah, I have quite a few myself. I have a couple. Orange and black Dixon Salem flannel. But
so, Walter.
Yes, Laura. How can I help you?
How much are you selling your autographs for at Monster Fest when we're there on June 3rd in Canton, Ohio?
I'll give them away for free. I don't care.
What about the underwear?
I was going to, I was going to give away the tortilla with my image on it, but. How much do you think that Domino's box is going to go for? You know, they always end up lining up on eBay. Someone's going to pay for it.
You think?
Sure.
Some dummy.
Some Jerry Garcia fan will have it.
Deadhead. Or somebody who doesn't want to give their money to J.K. Rowling but wants to support the Harry Potter community would definitely buy that.
Yeah.
Is that you?
It could be me, because I don't want to give her my money. Not anymore.
Yeah. So we'll be there. Come say hi. We'll all be there. Find us.
Sorry, I have to collect myself after that.
Were you thinking you weren't going to be able to come for a second because the fact that you're...
No.
Yeah, okay. No, okay. You had to change your plans.
Quick. Twitter, TikTok. We have a really great Facebook community. Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Truth Red Social. Redbubble, Big Cartel.
Parler. We're on Mastodon.
Instafeet.
Instafeet. Only
nah, that's right, Instafeet.
Only feet. It's only feet. That's what it was. Only feet. What else are we doing? What else are we doing? What else
we're
we
signing
doing?
Underwear. That's what we're
signing
doing.
Signing underwear. Yeah, if you may I was gonna say if you mail me your tidy whities, I'll sign them. Don't mail me your tidy whities. I don't want that. I'll sign anything you got though. That's fine. Just good luck trying to go to Pawn Stars with it, because you ain't gonna get shit. Silence. Oh, the silence was nice. Normally I'm like, I like this to silence. It's nice. Just sit here in the moment, enjoy it. But in the audio medium, if there's silence, it's death.
Dead air is like the worst.
It is. I would not be surprised if somebody's getting fired over this, Laura. So
I had to mute my mic.
No, let it roll. I never mute anything. I've been farting this whole time and you guys have no idea, because I don't know how. It was pretty aggressive.
it is.
I'm sorry.
All right. It's been a pleasure.
It's been something.
Ahead, Laura. Lead us out.
For fucking sure. Lead us out. Lead us out. Nothing. You got this. You are nothing. That's my mantra. That's what our youngest says. She says, I'm nothing. I'm like, I know you are. That's fine.
Yeah. That's it. Follow us on those places. Come see us. And that's it. Yeah.
That's it. That's We're all doing I got. Things. There's things.
I'm nothing. Yeah.
We're nothing. We're nothing and you're nothing. And soon we will all be nothing. Enjoy the ride.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find us on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Subscribe and review our pod wherever you listen. We have merch on Redbubble and Big Cartel. See you later, creeps.
That's it.
Boop.
I'm still recording.
Boop. Tanya, leave this in. Boop. Boop. Click on not recording. Boop. Beep. I don't want to record anymore.
No.
You gotta click it.
Still recording. Leave this in. Hey, Tina. So, Walter, yeah, thanks Walter. For doing this last minute.
Yeah. Bud.
Oh, well, I got red, so I was like, all right, well, before anything hectic goes on. Well, I can work I 3 days of overtime if I don't take any time off. So I work my 3 allotted days, and I'm not having any time off until, well, I got my tattoo appointment on the 23rd, so I'm taking.
Oh, what are you getting?
I do not know yet.
How do you not know?
I got a couple ideas, and then I won't make up my mind until I get there. So
what are they? Let's hear them.
Well, I got to get the rest of my upper arm filled out, and then. But I'm also thinking about getting some another Masonic tattoo on my lower right arm with my other.
Are you showing us in the video?
Yeah, I don't have any.
I was thinking of the other video, arm so. About right here.
We're the Mothman, the Jersey Devil next. I gotta get it.
Oh, look at Rick's leg. You're really white.
Spider bite and white.
You're very white. Get some sun.
No, the sun will kill you.
So, but I'm thinking about getting some. Royal arch imagery on my arm. So
you said royal arch, and I just thought McDonald's.
Yeah, hit the arches, buddy.
Now royal arch is like it's on the York Rite side. So you have Scottish Rite and you have York Rite. After you complete your Master Mason degree, you can go to various other branches. So
it's just know the Vikings sacked York about 1000 AD. So.
So I'm on the York side of the branch. So
okay.
Yeah. Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
Minnesota Vikings attacked the New York Giants in 1000 AD.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So I might get something involving that. So I won't know until I get there. So I'll show you how it goes.
I'm gonna get a little ghosty, like right here.
Because it was either
you guys. We should all get matching tattoos.
I want a little ghosty.
You want to get tattoos at Canton?
Yes.
I would do it. Are they doing tattoos in the hall?
Eric will be there. Eerie Eric, and he does tattoos. I should ask him to bring his stuff.
Ask him. Ask him if he'll do it, and I'll pay whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, I'll get a ghost cat tattooed on me.
Ghost cat, Gerald.
Ghost cat? I would do
ghost cat. Yeah, ghost cats.
Let's all get Gerald.
I would get Gerald.
We'll get matching Gerald's.
I love it.
Matching Gerald's. That's a great band name. Matching Gerald's.
That is.
Hello, Cleveland. We're the Matching Gerald's. Are you ready?
Be prepared to rock.
Are you ready to maybe rock?
As if it's a question. I love it.
Oh, is there shit. Something else I can help my watch with? Thinks I'm talking to it. Oh, wait. I'm not it's, sure I
understand. Is there already it, a band called?
No, it just said, oh. I called it maybe, I think.
Well, there so, you go.
My watch loves me.
Yeah, I'll be down for that.
All right.
If we can get that set up.
I'm going to get that set up.
All right.
Yeah, get some tattoos.
Yeah. It's
cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is still recording, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is a little addendum. I think there should be like a credit sequence put in, and then that was after we said bye after the awkwardness, mm-hmm. and then throw this in afterwards, and then we do like a super secret.
It's all work. Awkward.
Well, that's the whole. That's this podcast. Everything is awkward.
Because I feel like we should be doing another episode right now, since we're all here.
Should we? I don't have anything.
Yeah, I don't have anything either. But I mean, I'm right till the 26th, so we can definitely do another episode.
Okay.
There. So 26th. Before then.
Through the 26th, you have this whole month off?
Well, not well. Or, I have my days off, so
okay.
They can't touch me for overtime.
Can't touch us.
Oh boy. Talk about somebody who squandered his money.
Who squandered their money?
MC Hammer.
Oh. It's all those parachute pants.
I know you're a baby, but you know MC Hammer.
I know MC Hammer. Yeah. Parachute pants.
Yeah, parachute
pants. That's how you know MC Hammer?
Yeah, and don't touch this.
And Hammer don't hurt him. And Too Legit to Quit. Which Too Legit to Quit is still a banger.
I haven't listened to that in a while.
30 years. It was on the Addams Family Values soundtrack in 93.
Wow. You're dating yourself.
Fucking old. That's what I am.
I'm the oldest, so shut up, you guys.
You're even fucking older than I am. Closer to death.
It's really weird working with people that are almost young enough to be your kids. Like if I started having kids at like 16, 17 years old, and they have movies, they have no idea. Like most of them, like 80s movies, they have no idea what the hell you're talking about. Which that's just, sad.
That's because they're
like, uncultured. How the hell have you never seen Back to the Future?
That's all. It's just their parents abused them. That's all. Just tell them that. If they don't know Back to the Future, that means their parents abused them.
Like I literally sat with one guy who never saw Ghostbusters. I'm like, how in the hell have you never seen Ghostbusters?
Tell me who that is.
Rick's coming in New Jersey.
I'm going to educate some fools.
I'm like, my 12 and 11-year-olds have an extensive 80s movie knowledge, then there's no excuse.
Our oldest is 20. He said, if not yesterday, the day before, that Ghostbusters was the best franchise ever. And I'm like, he said, it's better than Star Wars. I'm like, yes, it is. Yeah. Thank you. It's better than Star Wars. So take that, you fucking nerds. I did. I told him in this moment, in this moment, I love you. And then I made sure he understood that it was in this moment.
Right.
And it was conditional because my love is conditional.
Like, there's like maybe like once or twice a week where I'm driving my daughter to dance class where she says, Amy, good gorilla. And she's 5 years old.
Yes. My wife's name is Amy, and I do that to her all the time.
Should a 5-year old know Congo? Most people would say no. I'm a little more free range with what they want.
Congo, it has Tim Curry. It's got King of Good Gorilla. Got Tim Curry. It's got hippos attacking rafts. You can't.
Rick is so excited. Oh,
I'm so excited because nobody Tim loves Curry, Congo.
Ernie Hudson. Congo. I mean, come on.
That's right, Ernie Hudson.
Ernie Hudson.
Holy shit! Post Hand That Rocks the Cradle, Ernie Hudson.
Yeah, I mean, she'll just mindlessly say, "Amy, Good Gorilla."
Amy, Good Gorilla. Yeah. You know, just do that fake Robin Williams hand.
Raindrop drink. So, I mean, and I, you know, I got a big smile on my face. Most parents cringe at that, but
I'm not saying you're a good parent, but in this instant, you were a good parent.
Yeah.
Aww.
So it's good.
I can feel the love.
Yeah. Like I respect that.
We had a Tremors marathon like 2 weeks ago. Tubi had all the Tremors So we watched Tremors 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I haven't gone past the Ass Blaster. I haven't gone past 2 because that was
poor. I haven't watched those in a while.
First one's a classic.
First one is a classic.
Second one is garbage.
Now, I heard that they were supposed to come out with a TV series, but that got canceled, unfortunately.
I mean, if they bring Kevin Bacon back and Reba McEntire, I'm game. And Michael Gross. What's his name?
I thought Michael Gross... Didn't Michael Gross just pass away?
No. It was the dude who was in the sequel and all the other ones. Not Kevin Bacon, the other guy.
Oh, Michael Gross. Oh, yeah, it's Bert. Never mind. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Bert's alive.
Yeah. Yeah, because Bert's still doing them.
Yeah, the dad from Family Ties is still busting out those.
That's right. I totally forgot that he was a dad from Family Ties.
Yeah. I loved Family Ties.
Yeah, you did. That's back when being a Michael Republican was reasonable.
Yeah, Michael J. Fox. and what was his buddy's name? Skippy, right? Or Skip?
It's probably Boner. No, that was Grumpus.
Who was Boner? Boner was somebody.
Boner was.
Boner was from Revenge of the Nerds, right?
No, Boner was Growing Pains. I think that was Kirk Cameron's buddy.
Yeah, Kirk. Yeah. Yeah, Kirk. I still laugh because my sister was like in love with him back in the day. She had New Kids on the Block, and she had this big giant Kirk Cameron poster over her bed.
One of those things has survived the years.
I just got an email that they're going to do a New Kids on the Block BlockCon in Chicago.
I meant to text you, Laura. I got my Amazon Music recap, and Bring Back the Time was in my top 5 songs for 2020.
I was listening to that today, actually.
Yeah. I can't. I'm not going to lie. It was in there.
And KOTV Forever.
I got in trouble in kindergarten for humming New Kids on the Block.
Stop.
Yep.
Why?
I was supposed to be humming.
Quiet?
Probably. But it was kindergarten. What the hell am I supposed to do? What song was it? One of their 3 hits. I don't know.
They had more than that. Step by step. Please don't go, girl. Hanging Tough.
I was like, Hanging Tough's the only one I remember.
Yeah. Hanging Tough.
That's
Hanging
what you're tough. Humming. That's what okay. It
was. That was 1991 for those keeping score. 1991 for those who have to get 3 points who of contact still to get up from a chair.
I love
it. Is this still in? This is still
We're
in.
Still recording.
We're still recording.
This is the bonus material. I'm okay with this.
Never ending.
No. Just like Lamb Chop and Sherry Lewis.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is a podcast that never ends.
Never ends. Yep.
I'm not.
Nope. Don't sing it.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
Speaking of Lamb Chop, I will send you. I'll have to dig out the photo, but I found we were like walking around in the woods and there was a Lamb Chop plastic like puppet that was hanging from a tree. Like someone just put it like in the arm of a tree. Very creepy looking. Very creepy looking.
As long as I kind of immediately went.
As long as there wasn't an arm attached.
Right.
No, yeah, there was no, yeah, there was no arm. No, it was like a doll. I should say a puppet. It was like a doll.
It wasn't like the shoes washing up with a foot in them. No, you had a puppet with a hand just stuck in it.
Yeah, it's this weird track of woods where it's just puppets with arms attached to them and nothing else.
That's cool. It's like the suicide forest in Japan. Just to,
oh yeah,
puppets with arms attached. Oh shit! Get Sean on that. Sean Engelman.
Okay.
Get him on that. He's got to know something about the puppetry forest.
I'll ask him.
Dead Puppet Forest, that's what we're calling it now.
I love it.
Dead Puppet Forest.
Guys, I missed this
again. You can find us at all the socials.
We've already.
Are people really listening?
We've got a red bubble.
Should we establish a tip line for weird stories?
Walter, give out your cell phone.
You can text Walter at 928-974-4395. Again, 978-473-9275. 867-5309. Thank you. Jenny. Oh.
Yeah, so direct message the fan page with weird stories.
Don't DM me because I'm kind of off social media for the time.
You're not missing much. Don't worry.
I'm not. No, it's because I'm not there. Of course, I'm not missing much.
Right.
Sorry, guys.
Why are you sorry?
Just disappointed in myself.
Yeah, it's nothing new.
No, it's constant. So, hey, come see us at Frogman Festival outside Cincinnati. We'll be there in March.
We're actually going to interview Jeff Craig sometime this month, and he's going to talk about it. Ooh. He is the creator of Frogman Fest.
Ooh. Cool. That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
We need to get that guy who started Monster Fest on here. Oh, wait, we did.
Bam.
Bam. Go listen to Seth Breedlove.
Is that the Outlander series behind you?
Yes. Yeah, so I have the hardcovers. So these are my reading copies. I've read through all the hardcovers, except for the newest one. It's like, Go Tell the Bees That I'm Gone. I haven't read that yet. But I got these Black Friday because they were like $8 for all of them. I don't know. It was crazy. So I got them. And I'll read these and keep my hardcovers for...
Yeah, I got... One Christmas, I got Heather a autographed Outlander, like leather bound. It was an Eastern Press, I think.
Nice.
And then I got her an autographed picture. Nice. Truth Behind the Men in Black. And I got her a autographed photo of Jamie.
Sam Heughan?
Yeah. The Myrtle. Ooh. Yeah, the Myrtle.
I always want to go there.
It's fake. It's fake. There's no ghosts. It's all...
At the Myrtles?
The whole slave thing's not true.
The Myrtles mansion is where the plantation famous photo.
Nick Pope.
Yes, outside.
Yeah.
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 Chariots of the Gods.
Yeah. Yep.
Don Donegan.
Look at all these shiny books.
There we go.
Shiny. There's more Nick Pope. Uninvited.
The uninvited.
Mm-hmm. Mm. He's very British.
Yeah, it wouldn't be really an abduction if you invited him into your house.
Is Nick Pope British? No, it's not. The truth about the UFO crash at Roswell.
The truth, it's in there.
Mm-hmm. It was a balloon.
Weather balloon.
Heard it was like a Japanese balloon with like soldiers in it, and it crashed.
Well, they bombed us back in.
Right. Yeah, they had the bomb
doing that. Yeah, but that hit
bombs attached to balloons.
That hit Oregon and Washington. Yep. I think more than California.
Yep. They figured that's probably what that was, but it was like a paramilitary elite force to do like sabotage and stuff.
I think it was Project Mogul.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
There you go.
But
I figured it out.
We figured it. We solved it, guys. 70 Again. Years of searching, and we solve Roswell right here. 76 years of searching. Roswell was a balloon, guys. I'm sorry.
Man, I'm glad I was a part of it. I got to hear it come from Rick's mouth. What about the Loch Ness Monster, Rick?
It's eels.
Eels.
It's eels all the way down.
There was just an article that some guy said that it's not an eel.
No, it's an eel. Well,
obviously,
it's an eel
he's wrong.
Sturgeon. It's an eel. It's an eel. It's a sturgeon, or it's a Wells catfish.
That's obviously it. He didn't consult Rick before he wrote that article.
He didn't. He should have. He has my number.
How rude.
What about Bigfoot?
Bigfoot is a North American wood ape. It is not. It does not jump through portals or is not a pet of an alien. nor is it an exterminating species dropped on our planet to catch Mothman. I think it's just...
I heard they fight dogmen.
Dogmen are definitely not real. Sorry, guys. Even Seth Breedlove agrees, I think. Didn't he agree with
that? No, he said that he thought that those were more...
He thought it might be a supernatural thing.
Yeah, supernatural, I tend to think it's supernatural myself.
Well, you're wrong, Walter.
obviously. Well, you heard to set me straight, so...
We're just...
I'm glad we covered this.
There's truth and facts. There's truth and facts with Laura, Rick, and Walter. Truth and facts. It's new little thing we're doing.
Because we need another segment.
You just ask us, hey, y'all want to talk about this subject? And then we give truth and facts. Truth and facts.
Is that your real voice?
I don't know it anymore. Is. Frankly, I come from rural Georgia, and I'm not sure if it's what I really sound like or not. I'm not positive.
There's a guy I work with who's born and raised in Southern New Jersey, talks just like that.
Holy shit.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
I honest to God, my accent is somewhere, my honest, true, real accent is somewhere between Danny McBride from he's from Statesboro, Georgia. Okay. Danny McBride and Walt Goggins. He lived in my hometown. So he has that Southern inflection. So it's somewhere between Vice Danny Principals, and
right?
Yeah. Bane on the Shield, and he's Boyd Crowder in Justified.
Yep.
He's a phenomenal actor.
So you sound like them. Is that what you're saying?
Somewhere between the two. Yeah. I couldn't tell you what it is. I have to get either drunk or be around Southern people for it to come out.
We're going to get you drunk at Monster Fest. And
pretty easy.
I can't wait.
I'm a lightweight.
Wait.
Is this the end of the bonus material?
Yeah, I think it should have been done a while ago.
It's like an hour and 10 minutes? Tanya, cut nothing. just plop in music and some sort of delineation between the end and the actual end.
If you want to hear other subjects for Rick to dispel and hear the truth, message Laura too.
Message Laura anything.
After the show, we'll deep dive in other topics.
Message Laura.
Does that have to be her esoteric and can just be, is a hot dog a sandwich?
I mean, should we get involved in international wars? I don't know. Let's talk about it. Would an ultra wealthy tax be beneficial to America? Maybe. Let's find out. Doesn't have to be about Bigfoot.
Goodbye, people. Thanks for listening.
I love Bigfoot, and I love you guys. Thank you.
You love me?
If you count under you guys, yes.
Wow.
It's a blanket. It's the same way Jesus loves you. Like, he doesn't know you, and he doesn't really care about you, but, like, in his mind, he's like, yeah, I can see that.
He's thinking about that and whether or not his face would look great on a pizza box. So,
boom, it's a full circle here.
Full circle.
Look at that. Walt just finished it. That's it. We can't top it. We're done.
There you
and
go.
End.
That's it.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody. We'll miss you. Bye. We love you.
Walter, say bye.
Bye. Sorry.
You fucker.